You know a relationship is in trouble when silence occurs between the two parties. Nothing is worse than a silent home between a husband and a wife. I'm not condoning it, but yelling at each other is better than silence. At least people are voicing their opinions. But when silence occurs, it means I'm done talking. It's over. Silence usually means the end is near. After the Roman soldiers took Jesus into custody for his crucifixion, both Pilate and Herod questioned Jesus. We have his responses to Pilate, but when Jesus appeared before Herod, something eerie occurred. Here is how Luke recorded the scene in Luke 23:8-9. Herod was very glad when he saw Jesus, for he had wanted to see him for a long time because he had been hearing about him and was hoping to see some sign performed by him. And he questioned him at some length, but he answered him nothing. He answered him nothing. Why? Herod was an apostate. If Herod would not listen to John the Baptist's warnings and had him beheaded, he was not going to listen to Jesus. In fact, we are told that all Herod wanted was a sign performed, a trick to see. Herod had been wanting to see Jesus for a very long time, and when he finally did, he received only silence. The only one talking in the room was Herod. He has the Son of God in his presence, the one whose very word created the ground he was walking on, and he was the only one talking. Silence from the Son of God. And now in Revelation 8, we see that all of heaven has gone silent for 30 minutes. Do we understand the ramifications of this silence? For 7 chapters, heaven has been bursting with praise. And now everything comes to a screeching halt. All of the angels, the elders, 4 living creatures stop their worship. The chapter prior shows that they are declaring that robes have been washed white in the blood of the Lamb. They're announcing in the last verse of chapter 7 that God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And now in chapter 8, nothing. Listen to the first 5 verses of Revelation 8. When our Lamb broke the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. I saw the 7 angels who stand before God, and the 7 trumpets were given to them. Another angel came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which is the prayer of the saints, went up before God out of the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire off the altar and threw it to the earth. When the Lamb broke the 7th seal, it caused silence. Why? That seal contains 7 angels with 7 trumpets, which are 7 judgments about to be released on the earth. I think the silence is shock and awe by heaven's host. What they are about to see has never been witnessed before. Heaven has seen nothing but mercy and grace shown to the planet and to all of humanity. But now mercy and grace has run its course, and it's time for God to hold court on the planet and on its wickedness. It is Earth's final judgment. It is the beginning of the end. Heaven has never seen anything like this before. The mouths that had nothing but praise in them now can say nothing at all at the breaking of the 7th seal. What amazed me about this chapter is what seems to break the 30-minute silence in heaven. It isn't an angel, an elder, or one of the 4 living creatures. It seems to be prayer, the prayers of the saints. There is no more prayer in heaven, only praise. So these prayers are coming from believers on the earth before the first trumpet sounds. The power of these judgment trumpets are so awful, it silences heaven. But prayer is so powerful that can end the silence in heaven, and I believe protect the believer on earth. Spurgeon said it best about the power of prayer. He said, "The power of prayer can never be overrated. They who cannot serve God by preaching need not regret it if they can be mighty in prayer. The true strength of the church lies there. If a man can but pray, he can do anything. He that knows how to overcome the Lord in prayer has heaven and earth at his disposal." Prayer broke the silence in heaven because only prayer could. Prayer made the voice of ordinary mortals into a voice greater than angels. Keep praying those prayers. Heaven hears them.